The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus. The next day, the great crowd that had come to the festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written of him and had been done to him. So the crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to testify. It was also because they heard that he had performed this sign that the crowd went to meet him. The Pharisees then said to one another, "You see, you can do nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. In the most priest thing I could probably say to you right now, I love walking through Holy Week. I do. And it's not out of just because I'm a priest. I cried at two of the three services I did on Sunday as I tried to pull it together at this microphone after hearing the gospel. So it's not that it's this light and fun time. And if you've been around a church for a while, you know that we're probably running a million directions. So it's not that it's, you know, just an easy week. It's that this is it. This is the week we are reminded every single day in everything we do that this stuff we say together in service is real. We know that all the time, but this week in particular, we walk it out just a little bit differently. And I love John's account of some of Jesus's Holy Week, his march to the cross that we heard tonight. Because if you look at it from an outside perspective, it's absolutely and utterly wild. It is. And we start our gospel just like that. We are reminded that Jesus has been doing his ministry for a while. He raised Lazarus from the dead. One of my favorite lines in John's gospel. Not because it's inspirational, necessarily, but because it's just amazingly jarring, which is really what the cross is right here. Verses 9 and 10. So this great crowd comes out to meet Jesus, right? And it says, John literally says, not only because of Jesus, but they also came to see Lazarus because he was the one that was raised from the dead. Jesus had been doing this ministry for years and he raised this guy from the dead. I love that line because it's so incredibly human. If we heard a story about someone being raised from the dead, I'd go see. When I come across stories that you read where people have been really in it and they come back to life in a different way, I cry at those too. I also cry at Publix commercials, so maybe take that with a grain of salt. But it's true, right? You hear these stories about folks who are sick. We at All Saints in the healing ministry lived one of those with Dawn, who was diagnosed with ALS, and then suddenly the doctors are like, "Nope, it's gone." And people came because they wanted to see. And so I love this line because it's the most real life thing in the midst of all this stuff that's happening. And then here's the second part of the real life that comes with Holy Week. Literally the next sentence after that, all these people came to see not only Jesus, he was pretty cool, but this guy he'd raised from the dead. And literally verse 10 says, So, the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that so many people were believing in Jesus. And to me, it's this perfect, truly juxtaposition of Holy Week, because we continue the gospel and it's Palm Sunday. This great crowd is welcoming Jesus into Jerusalem and saying, look at this, it's our King. Meanwhile, we know, because we know the story, but we know that there's this plot, not even in the background, probably just two rows back from where Jesus is riding in on the donkey, to take his life. And here's what will never ever get old, no matter how many times I hear it, or read it, or experience it. Jesus kept going towards the cross. He kept going towards the cross. Last week, the gospel we read here at the healing service, ironically, was the same gospel that was set for today, Tuesday, during Holy Week. And it was in the Gospel of John, just a little bit further along. And it was this conversation about Jesus saying to his disciples, so you think this is the time that I say to my Father, no, I'm good, please take this cup from me. And he says, no, I came for such a time as this. And as we march towards the cross, Jesus keeps going. It doesn't look like the early Christians thought it should, right? They had these palm branches and they're waving them and they're celebrating because they're like, the King is here. This is fantastic news. This is going to be how it goes because I have a great plan, God, and it's going to look just like this. And yet, somehow, in the mercy of God, what felt to them like a crash landing of their week saved us all. It still does that today. Because it didn't look like they thought it should. It didn't look like they wanted it to. They had a very clear picture as they waved their palm branches and shouted Hosanna of how this kingship was going to look. And then, like we sang tonight, he ends up on the cross next to a couple of thieves. And yet, it's in that we are offered the grace of God. One of the many things I love about this reality is this Holy Week, this reminder about how it just didn't look like they thought it should. And yet, Jesus is still healing. It's one of the reasons I love this little insert, this tidbit about Lazarus, because that's what they thought it would look like, that he would come in with palms and songs and conquering. And it's not what it looked like. For me, that acts as a reminder that when I am deep in it, when I am in the thick of it, when I, for me, am laying myself down on the floor like, God, I am out. I can't do this. It's too heavy. I'm tired. I'm anxious, I'm stressed, I don't understand what it is you want me to do, I don't have any, this isn't what we bargained for. That just because I feel all of those things does not mean that God is not working. Now sometimes I think the hardest thing to come to terms with, because when you're in it, when you're in the pit, it doesn't look like he's doing it. It doesn't look like we want it to. We want it to be this beautiful, perfect, miraculous thing. And yet how many times do we hear people's stories And they go, oh, I thought I was never going to get out of that. But let me tell you what God did. That's one of the beautiful reminders of me in Holy Week, for me in Holy Week. So if you're here tonight and you're like, I have a list of prayer requests, because Lord, what are we doing? Well, first, welcome. You're in great company. And second, let us never forget that God is for you, that from the very beginning, Jesus has been part of the plan, and he loves you desperately. Even when it's messy, even when you're angry, even when you're anxious and overwhelmed, even when you tell him, I'm done and I'm tired and I'm out. I'm not recommending that. I'm just saying, from experience, he takes you back every time because he loves you. And that is the reminder I want us to walk through the rest of this week with. That no matter what it looks like, he promises that we can cling to him. So let's take him up on that invitation. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.